Yeah, Dave.
With the apostolic team, does that still exist, or did that transition when CJ, I know, took over?
Yeah.
And then with the current board, how did that go, and did that contribute at all when that sort of process happened? Because when we're talking about the events in 2004, we're talking apostolic team. When we transition to more, we're not
talking.
There seems like there's been this leadership of Sovereign Grace change.
Well,
I'm trying to remember how that all.
I stopped believing in apostles in 2004. That was the point where I thought, you know, I'm not so sure. You know, we have changed in Sovereign Grace. We use the term apostle. It was the apostolic team. To differing degrees, there was an understanding of this office that was in place that carried with it authority. And as time has gone by, I think that as we've just, I think, become more theologically sound, and we study Scripture more and learn from other denominations and so on, we realize, you know what, it's really unhealthy to give this designation as if it's an office with authority that has authority over local churches and so on. We think there's some kind of function. This I'm trying to represent for you the way Sovereign Grace has progressed. We think that there's some place for people who do apostolic work, where they do groundbreaking work and they go into other nations and they, you know, help plant churches and so on. But I guess it was in, I don't know, was this in 2008 or 2009? Where this started to be really discussed. Essentially, we started redefining and moving away from the term apostolic because of these problems, and because people associate it with the Apostle Paul and the inspiration of Scripture and that kind of office and authority, we began to redefine that. Now, part of what's taken place in Sovereign Grace, though, is that when Brent stepped down from the board, I was added to the board, Jeff Perswell was added to the board, and what basically took place is, for all these years, people had assumed, okay, this group of men, they're apostolic. We never really thought through what makes them apostolic, who said they were apostolic, and how did they get appointed. We never worked through that, but we just all had that idea. And so when Brent suddenly just was gone, and Josh, hey guys, you know, I'm apostolic, or I'm on the leadership team. I think people started going, wait a second, how does this work? Like, who picks these guys?